Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, January 15th, day we've been waiting for about 18 months here, the signing of the Phase 1 trade deal. Hopefully this is a good path towards, obviously, Phase 2. Market's kind of non-impressed overnight. However, we've got March corn up 0.75 cents at 389 3/4. We are holding now for the second day or so above the 20 and 100-day moving averages. Those come in between 387 and 387.5. So maybe if we spend some more time above these averages, you'll get those funds still short about 80,000 contracts to consider covering. I think they were a bit disappointed with the action on the Friday's report where we started out lower but then rejected those lows. Maybe now looking for some point to exit those positions. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March Chicago up 3 3/4 cents at 572 1/4. Put in a high overnight at 575. That took out the July 27th high at 73.5 and actually goes back to last November, putting in about a 14-month high there. Kansas City March up 1 3/4 cents, 498 3/4, hit a high of 502 overnight. That goes back, takes out the July of 19 high, and last time we were above $5 there, putting in about a 6-month high in the Kansas City contract. Minneapolis March down a half cent, 555.5. This on a report the other day, Russia would be limiting all grain exports for the first 6 months of 2020 to about 20 million metric tons. So some issues over there limiting exports. We'll see how much of that business heads over our direction. Taking a look at beans, March finished down 2 cents, 940 1/4. We're still holding above that about 937, 938 support line we've been testing since about Christmas. Funds may be just a little bit too nervous about this trade deal to get short. That is supposed to be signed this morning. President Trump, Vice Premier Liu He, signing at 10:30 Central Time. So we will see exactly what details are released there. Some tariffs were not instituted because of the Phase 1 deal, but they are going to remain, some other tariffs going to remain in place through the beginning of negotiations of Phase 2. So we'll have to see how that progresses. China has stated in the last couple of days also that they will increase soybean purchases in the U.S. Obviously, the question that has not been answered is how much and how soon. Outside markets, you've got the dollar down 12 ticks at 96.97, crude oil down 10 cents a barrel at 58.13, and you've got the stock market down about 60 to 70 points overnight. So again, I think maybe a lot of the expectation of this trade deal kind of baked into the markets already, and now we'll have to see if there's any actual follow-through on those commitments. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.